Amanda is the mother of an autistic child. Her daughter, Asha, was diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder at 2 years old, leaving Amanda unable to work. Since Asha started school, life has become even tougher for the pair.
Initially, when she started school, I had to take her there and back for 2 hours a day. So that was really hard for her. She was very stressed out when she was at school initially, and she's currently on her third school, so you can imagine how stressful that was for all of us.
What are some of the main difficulties that Asha was finding at school?
The main difficulties were the social skills area, because kids with autism have a lot of difficulty with interaction and understanding the reciprocal nature of social relationships. Sensory problems, all kids with autism spectrum disorders have problems with sounds, like they can hear sounds on a really high frequency, or they can hit sounds that we don't notice, like air conditioning, hand dryers, things like that are really incredibly painful to them. So just taking her to a school with a certain type of air conditioning meant that she wasn't successful at that school and had to move. And then behavioural challenges, a lot of things in the classroom that are sort of understood and expected, a child with autism finds very difficult to either understand or cope with, and so they act out accordingly, and so there are a lot of difficulties with managing their behavioural issues.
As a parent of an autistic child, how much support do you and your daughter get?
Not very much. When my daughter went to a mainstream school, she's now in a special school, she received initially 4 hours of support a week from a school support worker, and we had to argue and negotiate a lot to get that increased. So that's why she was at school initially for only a couple of hours a day. There's no support from the government in terms of, or very little support in terms of respite and things like that. Through our state autism association, we're lucky enough to get some respite, but it's not overnight respite, it's some day respite. So that's good. That's, a couple of times a term. From the federal government, we get, some carers allowance. And that's about it, really. There's not a lot, particularly for school-aged children, there's very little available, and that's a real concern for us because most states have a policy of inclusion in schools, and so they tend to put all of the high-functioning autistic and Asperger children into mainstream schools, but they don't provide the schools with enough money to support the children, and so the children find it very difficult to cope, and the teachers aren't trained properly, and it results in a lot of our kids not coping in the mainstream system, which is what happened to my child, and that's why she's in a special school now.
One state trying to do something about the situation for autistic children is Queensland. State Minister for Disability Services, Lindy Nelson Carr, helped to open a new centre in Brisbane this morning called AEIOU, or Autism Early Intervention Outcomes Unit. It will assist autism diagnosis and offer support as early in a child's life as possible.
Well, once a little is diagnosed with autism, the earlier that occurs, the better, because then the supports can be put in place quickly. We know from research and experience that children who find themselves in the school system who have a condition like autism, who haven't been diagnosed and haven't received any support services at all, are so far behind the eight ball, it makes it almost impossible for them to catch up. But early diagnosis really saves a lot of time, a lot of heartache, a lot of energy, and provides outcomes that are just so fabulous for these kids. This morning I met a young fellow, Tim, who's an artist. He was articulate, he's very capable, and he's a product of AEIOU and one that everybody's very proud of, including himself, I might add.
So what are some of the programs you were talking about? What do they actually do to help out autistic children?
Well, early intervention is with specialised teaching staff, specialised support staff. They'll be offering all sorts of activities that are suitable for children with autism. I'm obviously not a specialist myself, but But the kinds of programs that will be operating will be, I guess, will include all sorts of therapy services, speech therapy, occupational therapy, as well as integration support. And what this will give these autistic kids the ability to do will be to then go into mainstream schools, which is always parents' wish, get them in so that they can socialise with other kids and go on to lead normal and productive lives.